Those who are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding things He has not prohibited are in no way responsible for anything in the account of these wrongdoers. Their duty is only to prohibit them from the evil they are doing, so that they also may become mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding things He has not allowed. Leave, O Messenger, these idolaters who have made their religion a thing of play and distraction, and who mock and poke fun at it. The life of the world, with its temporary pleasures, has deceived them. Advise people, O Prophet, using this Qur'an, so that no soul is delivered to destruction because of the evil actions it has done. If it so acts, it will have no one to help it, nor any intercessor to protect it against Allah's punishment on the Day of Rising. If it has to offer any ransom to be saved from Allah's punishment, such will not be accepted from it. Those are the ones who have been delivered to their destruction because of the sins they committed. On the Day of Rising, they will have a drink that will be extremely hot and a painful punishment because of their disbelief. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, shall we worship, besides Allah, idols that have no ability to benefit us, nor can they harm us with? Shall we turn back from faith after Allah has guided us to it? If we do so, we will be like the one whom Satans have misled, leaving him confused, not knowing the right path and where he has companions on the straight path who call him to the truth, but he refuses to respond to their call. Say to them, O Messenger, Allah's guidance is the true guidance, and He has instructed us to submit to Him. May He be glorified by being firm in our belief in His oneness and by worshipping Him alone, because He is the Lord of the worlds. I have been instructed to establish the prayer in a complete way. I have also been instructed to be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and staying away from things He has prohibited. He alone is the one who will gather the servants before Him on the Day of Rising in order to judge them for their actions. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth for a purpose. On the day when Allah will say to something, "Be," and it will become, refers to the Day of Rising when Allah will say, "Rise," and they will all rise. His word is the truth that will most certainly occur. On the Day of Rising, when the angel Israfil will blow the trumpet for a second time, all control will be Allah's alone. He knows what is hidden and what can be seen. He is wise in His creating and handling of matters. He is aware about the hidden just as He knows the apparent, and nothing is hidden from Him. Beneficial points. A caller to Allah is not responsible for taking anyone to account. Their duty is only to convey the message and to remind. One of the evidences for monotheism is that something which has no control over any benefit or harm can obviously not be entitled to being worshipped as a Allah besides Allah. Remember, O Messenger, when Abraham, peace be upon him, said to his father Azar, who was an idolater, "O father, do you make the idols into Allahs that you worship besides Allah? I think that you and your people who worship idols are clearly misguided from and confused about the path of truth because of your worship of others besides Allah. Allah is the only being that deserves to be worshipped, and nothing else has a right to be worshipped." In the same way, I showed Abraham the misguidance of his father and his people. I also showed him the vast kingdom of the heavens and the earth, so that he could use that as an indication of Allah's oneness and of his being the only one deserving of worship. This also made him certain that Allah is one without any partner and that he has power over everything. When the darkness of the night came over Abraham, he began to debate with his people in order to bring them from idolatry to monotheism. His people used to worship the stars. So when he saw a star, he said, "This is my Lord," with the aim of convincing his people. When the star disappeared, he said, "I do not like that which disappears," because the true Allah is always present and never disappears. The belief of his people was that Allahs do not go away and disappear. So he used this same belief of theirs as an argument against them. When Abraham saw the moon rising, he said to his people, "This is my Lord," continuing his arguments against them. When it disappeared, he said, "If Allah does not guide me to his oneness and worship, I will certainly become one of the people who are astray from his religion and who worship others besides him." When he saw the sun rising, he said to his people, "This thing that is rising is my Lord. It is bigger than the star and the moon," further continuing his plan of argument and proof against them. When it disappeared, he said, "O my people, I am free of what you associate as partners with Allah." After he had disassociated himself from everything they worshipped besides Allah, it was as if they asked him, "What then do you worship?" He therefore said, "I have devoted my religion to Allah who created the heavens and the earth without any precedent, throwing off idolatry and embracing pure monotheism. I am not one of the idolaters who worship others besides Allah." Abraham's people, who were idolaters, disputed with him with respect to Allah's oneness, and they threatened him with their idols. He said to them, "Do you argue with me about Allah's oneness and worshipping Him alone? When my Lord has guided me to it, I do not have any fear of your idols, because they have no ability to harm or benefit, unless Allah wills. Whatever Allah wills happens. Allah's knowledge covers everything, and nothing in the earth or in the heaven is hidden from Him. Will you, then, not be mindful, O people, and stop your disbelief and associating of partners with Allah and believe in Him alone? How can I be fearful of the idols you worship besides Allah when you have no fear of your associating as partners with Allah things that He created without having any proof for doing so? Which of the two groups, the monotheists or the idolaters, is more deserving of safety and security? If you know which group is more deserving, then follow that group. The more deserving group is undoubtedly the group of the believers who are monotheists. Beneficial points. Abraham's debate with his community demonstrates true nature of Allah, His oneness, lordship, and divinity. It is permissible to debate and use logical arguments against one's opponent. It is permissible to put forward arguments that agree with the convictions of an opponent and then use them to make the opponent return to give him facts, which are accepted as proceeding from that point to establish matters of faith.